providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You know, we promised on the show last week that we would be giving both sides of every argument. The argument this week seems to be, is what Joe Biden did legal or illegal? Was it just in poor taste or what? Or is what Trump did in terms of asking now the presidents of both the Ukraine and China to check into Joe Biden, is that legal or illegal? We're going to get the liberal point of view first from my friend Mike Sarin. Mike, you're on, bud.
Hey, thank you very much. You know, that's a very interesting question. From the research that I've done on Biden from 2016, it appears to me he was cleared of doing anything wrong. And I've looked at several sources, and that's the impression that I get. At the same time, I believe at exactly the same time, three Republican senators were also forcing the issue with Ukraine as well. So he was not alone in the corruption scandal that he thought was going on there, that there were representatives from both parties. What I find interesting, I guess, is that it appears to me that the president is using what I would call a non-issue to really tear down the reputation of his chief opponent at this time. It's hard for me to look at it in any other way. Jim, what do you think about that?
Well, Mike, I think it's interesting that you make that point that the president's using this issue to tear down the opponent, because in fact, the president didn't bring this issue up. Adam Schiff and the whistleblower brought this up and made it an issue. And the argument is that President Trump used his power in the presidency to withhold aid to the Ukrainians in order to force them to do an investigation on the background of the Hunter Biden. But more importantly, and this is what we get directly from the comments, transcripts of the conversation, but primarily to review the CrowdStrike server and what relationship there was with the Ukrainian government and previous Obama administration officials, which include Vice President Joe Biden, in starting the Russia collusion investigation. So those issues are very, very interesting, because there is an ongoing investigation with the Department of Justice on the beginnings of that survey. And so, again, who brought it up? It wasn't President Donald Trump. It was Adam Schiff and this whistleblower. And now it's going through the facts.
Mike, what do you think about
Jim? That? Well, I think you guys aren't keeping up with the news cycle.
Oh, I think I am.
I'm reading every day about the revelations from what's his name, Kurt Volker.
Yes.
I mean, read about the things that he has to say.
I did. I actually listened to some of the interviews today,
right,
and last night. Quite a few, actually. And I do know that he specifically told according to firsthand accounts from people in the room, he said there was no quid pro quo.
Well,
Mike, hang on one second. What I would like to ask is, have either one of you guys read the transcript of the phone call?
Of course I have.
Okay, let's forget just for a second about is Biden a good guy or is he a bad guy. Unemotionally speaking, it's my impression that Uncle Joe basically said, and we have it on record, he said, if you don't investigate the guy, I'm going to withhold help. Now, it's also my financial help. Now, it's also my distinct impression that Trump never said that, never promised any kind of quid pro quo. How do you guys feel about that? To me, that's the big sticking point right now. How do you guys feel about that? Mike, why don't you start?
Quid pro quo. I'll release the money, but I got a favor to ask of you.
But he didn't say that. That's not in the transcript.
Let's talk facts, Mike. We are on two different planets. Planet to God. We really are. I don't understand where you're coming from. I really don't. From my moderate point of view, I think you guys are reading the wrong information. I mean, I research every day. I don't know where you come up with this stuff that appears to put Joe Biden in a bad position. You guys are being used by
President. I think it's quite interesting. I think that's very interesting. I think it's funny how we've twisted our politics right now to the point where people would make those accusations of being used. I would argue that the agreement, and there's numerous articles about this if you really do your research, there was nothing that actually held up the money that the administration gave to them by September 30th. In fact, there's some pretty strong statements by both Department of Defense and by administrating staff that there was a couple of weeks of review of how the overall policy was going, where they're providing money. But the Ukrainians never knew that the money was being held up, and that is according to the Ukrainians. So Jim, there's no quid pro quo there. Jim, that's according to their president and their defense ministry.
Hey guys,
that's not made up.
Yeah. Okay.
So who's looking at the facts?
Hang on. Yeah. I want to clear the air, and what I want to do is I want to say we're going to continue this discussion. We're not taking a break right now, but we are going to in about 2 minutes. I want you guys to simply, I know both of you guys really well. You're both very polite people, but you also can be very emotional people. Mike, I want you to let Jim talk, and Jimmy, I want you to let Mike talk. Because the only way this is going to work is if each person can give their point of view. Now, let me give my point of view at this point, and then I'll give it over to Mike. This is a very emotional issue. There is no question about it. The only thing that I have read, the only thing that has come out of my research, and I think we're all equally armed with research in one direction or the other. The only thing that I know at this point is that, number one, according to the transcript of the phone call, the president did not in any way try to bribe the Ukraine. That's according to my research. Now, secondly, according to my research, because we have the video on file, Joe Biden did say, "I'm going to be here for another 6 hours. If you don't get on your horse and investigate this man, I'm going to make sure that money is held up." Now, that is the big question. I have to say that in defense of Joe Biden, he wasn't the only one who wanted an investigation, number one. Number two, other countries wanted an investigation of the prosecutor, as did two Republican senators. Stick around, guys. Got to take a real quick commercial break, and we're going to give equal time to both Mike and Jimmy. Stick around.